Seattle-based American Seafoods is accepting applications for its Alaska Community Grant Program. Stretching back more than 10 years, the harvesting and processing company has funded projects across the state. Jan Jacobs is Government Affairs Director for American Seafoods. He says the Community Advisory Board members all live in Alaska, and they typically fund education, housing, and cultural activities.
And in particular this year, because of how so many problems with the economy these days, our community advisory board members really focused on addressing hunger issues. So they funded a lot of food banks and the last meeting we had was in December.
$75,000 is divvied up annually during three yearly meetings. In both the February and December meeting, board members award $30,000 in grants. In the past, funding has gone to the Brother Francis Shelter in Anchorage, the St. George Traditional Council, and the Nooshigak Mulchatna Wood-Tikchik Land Trust. During the May meeting, $15,000 is awarded for numerous student scholarships.
Over the years, they've tended to try to spread it around as much as possible, so there could be 15 or 20 projects or organizations at any one meeting that get funded.
Jacob says American Seafoods has no input into the award. He says the company's guidelines are simple. How does the proposed project benefit the community? Who benefits? And do they have matching funds? Jacob says the eight Alaska board members make the final decisions about who gets funding, and they are spread out across the state.
Western Alaska, Southeast, Central, Interior, Northern Alaska, pretty much representation from everywhere.
Jacob says since its inception in 1997, the Alaska Community Grant Program has awarded more than $800,000 in rural Alaska project funding. The deadline for applications is February 17th. A link to their information is on our website, aprn.org.